Before we start shiur, let's put away our devices, put away any distractions, let's get into focus. Chevre. Oh. The story is like this. So we go in, I'm talking now. We go in, and seven courses. They didn't serve it.
No, really?
I'm talking about.
Where is this?
In Yerushalayim. This was right before I left. This was like someone on the trip said we have to go. It was good Ashkacha, Baruch Hashem. So we go for dinner. I had no idea what I was getting involved in. So, Baruch Hashem, eating. I can't remember exactly all the courses, Chevra. Kishteitzach, it was all meat and steaks and whatever. Pasta with meat dish, whatever. Geschmack food. I'm not going to lie. Then we get... So what is the whole shtick? There's a very geschmack chef that's in charge, and he says, I decide what you eat, you know, like a whole presentation and a whole geschmack of matzav. Kedaita, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's kedaita, go with your family, whatever. So we'll score some, you know, do some publicity for them. So that's what it was. So fine. So every course is a whole presentation. And he goes and he explains that each and every course that you watch him make and you watch him cook, right? Like anyone here do hibachi? Everyone go to that? So it's like that, but like on steroids. Like that, like, but like not just what's hibachi, Japanese, Asian, what is it? So this is like everything. A steakhouse for everything. It's mamisha. So lemaise, say, every course, he's taking us and he's saying, you're going to a different country. Place on the globe, a country on the globe. You're going to China, Asian steak, and you're going to Mexico, and then you're going to France, all the different, your mom is learning what they, the types of steaks and the type of meat that they have in all of these different places. What?
So there's no meat in it.
Right, exactly. So, and it's very geschmack. It's very, very like exciting, and it was geschmack of dancing and singing and fine. Lemaise, he gets up to the fourth course. And the fourth course, he's preparing, he's going around, and I see he's taking out bread. I'm just like, oh my gosh, yesterday's sugya chevra. Do I have to make a what? A burn of fushes on everything I ate and now wash and everything. What's going on over here? But he says, this is California. I think it was California. I might be wrong. But it was somewhere in America to have the corned beef sandwich. And he's making the corned beef in front of you. And it's very geschmack and everything. And like while he's talking, I feel bad. Like this guy has like a microphone. He has hundreds of people that are watching. And I'm just now going to walk up to him and be like, what's going on over here? Now, happens to be, I think, correct me, I'm not sure, but I think I already met him at the beginning. I think I spoke to him because he announces at the beginning that he's a Rav. He's a Rav of a Moshav. Fine. So then I happen to have asked him where he learned. So he says to me, Karen Biavna. Like, oh, alma mater. I'm like, oh, wow, interesting. He's a few years younger than me, fine. Very geschmack. So, Lemaise, everyone on the trip, like, looked at me and was like, whoa, what's this? I'm like, this is a problem. So I get up and I walk over to him. And I say, Nu, what's the deal? And I said, please don't tell me that this is the airplane shtick with mizonos rolls. That's what I said. And we're gonna get to that. That's gonna be at the end of the sugyas everywhere. So he says no. I says, so what is it? This thing, mamish. I'm not exaggerating right now. Mamish, thick bread with pastrami, like kishma. I mean, this place is achilagasa. Like this is like, you know, this is like fine. He says, Tiftachbi. He says, trust me. He says, trust me, I can't talk right now, but trust me, it's mezainis. I said, what do you mean, trust you? So then he says to me, Ata zocher Rav Rubinstein, the Pesach in Karen Biavne, who's a very chash of a Pesach. He says, he was masking to me, it's mezainis. So I said, listen to me. I'm going to make a mezainis right now. But if I don't agree to you, it's on you, in Shemayim. And I said, I'm doing it, I'm trusting you, because I knew right now he didn't have it. He's like, trust me, you will be convinced. He says, after we finish, at 11 o'clock, it went until late at night. It was a very late dinner and everything, by the time we got back and everything. He said, we sat down, we sang songs, Psach Lanu Shari Shemayim, right? We sang, it was Geshmak, and then we got into the sugya. He says, his name is, I don't want to say his name, what is his initials? It's Membez, Daf Membez. And we handled the sugya, and stay tuned. Stay tuned. So let's, in order to appreciate the end of the story, we need to learn a little bit of the sugya and get a little bit familiar with the sugya. That's the background, and the Mirtzah Hashem at the end of the sugya, Chavro, will figure out the maskana. Okay. What's going on in this sugya? The sugya that we've been waiting for, we got a taste of it, Chavro. Don't forget. I didn't put it on the Marmakomos, but don't forget. The taste that we got where on Mem Aleph and Beis, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there, of Ein Lanu Ela Paso V'Kistin Bilvad, Ayin Shom, because that's coming back, in terms of some of the Shilas that we're going to deal with. But the Shilas, to say that the Shilas are numerous here is an understatement, Rabosai. Bechlal, what's going on? How is this happening? And we need to really just start today with just asking away, like really just with a machete and just like mamish, just asking away. Oh. It's late. What's is it something I said? Place a rifti bnei plusa plusa bekaba. Rav Huna, what am I starting with? Rav Huna achal place a rifti. He ate 13 loaves. Yes, so 8 and 10 is as is possible. Why is he eating so much? So he said the art school says that it's an exaggeration. Anytime he says 13, it's a lot. But he had a lot of bread. He had a lot of bread. Taka getting hot in here. No? Started to get hot. Could we get those windows open? Is that Shayach? Is the heat off? Is the heat off? What? Aiden, I just quoted you, Aiden.
Oh, yeah?
So lav dafka, all right, whatever. He ate a lot of bread. However you learn it, Rabbi Yaina says he ate a little less, fine. Veloy birech, velo barech. And he didn't make a bracha. What? I read barech. What do you read? I think it says barech. I think the Shiloh was whether or not that's a diak or not. But I think it says barech. Amalei Rav Nachman, ede kafna? What does that mean, Chevra?
You should have.
This is ridiculous. Right? Whenever you have the amount that people are koveh suda, you have to make a bracha. So let's just stop right there, Chevra. What does it mean, b'loy barach? How do we even understand and approach the world of Rav Huna? So it comes along Rashi. So it means the attack, according to Rashi, was why didn't you bench? Right? Anyone disagree with this approach in the Gemara Chevra? On Veloy Baruch? What? Well, who disagrees with that? The Rif, not only in this stage, but even in the Maskonas HaGemara, the Rif says something startling. Rav Huna achol mipasav abekis and trace a rifti b'nei tlasa tlasa l'kaba v'loi barich. Amar Rav Nachman adai mar kofin hu ela amar Rav Nachman kol she'achirin kovin olav machvas asuda tzarech levarich. Kol she'ein achirin kovin olav machvas asuda einu tzarech levarich. Good. So he had attack on him that he didn't bless. He should have made a birkas hamazon. Umaskana, and then the Rif paskins. Hecha da achala b'teres kistin b'tchilim avarech baram yizonos. Ublasoy feloy klon. So the Rif says halacha lamaisa, yeah, when you're kovei suda, you make a birkas hamazon. But when you're not kovei suda, right? What does the Rif say? Now, whether or not that's the attack on Rav Huna, one could argue maybe that Rif is just saying that halacha lamaisa when you're not even kovei suda. But mistama de milsa is probably that veloy barach is also in that situation when he was saying that. Yeah.
Why is that against Rashi?
Because Rashi is saying, but all the attack was that you're saying Rashi was mashba also that there was no bracha achrona, and his attack was just why didn't you bench, right? So I mean, Lefi Rashi, you don't know if he didn't make a bracha achrona. Lefi the Rif, right? The Pasha Pshat I would approach the sugya is that he didn't make the regular birkas hamazon. You're going to make a bracha achrona. The Rif's lashon is that no, that when you're not koveya suda or in a situation where it's not full fledged possible kissim with koveya suda, you're talking not making a bracha achrona al pi pashtis. Right? And that's what he holds even l'maskana when you're not koveya suda. So that's what I would have thought initially, that even when he was low birich means he didn't make the proper bracha achrona. And that's the attack. Why didn't you bench? Means the attack should have been much stronger. So I thought the pashas in Rashi was that he said some other bracha achrona like the other Rishonim say. Rabbi Yonah says over here, Trace Rifti. Which is a lot of bread. So some, like the Rif, understand that he didn't make any bracha. And that's what he's medayik within the Rif. And the old others said that no, he just only made a bar nefashos. And what does that mean? And that means he didn't make the regular bracha.
But doesn't the Rif use the lashon of lo klum?
The Rif used the lashon of lo klum. Yes, correct.
So he used that lashon before to refer to berei nefashos.
Oh, so I'm not clear in Rashi that Rashi would hold like the Rif. That's first of all. The Rif, I'm right now understanding that the Rif is understanding that you didn't make a bracha at all, like the Rabbeinu Yonah is suggesting. But the truth is that what Jonah is saying is correct. We already have this lashon of aloy klum. Aloy klum means a lower level bracha. And we saw a few times already from Lamed Zayin, from the Tshuvas HaRashba, that it doesn't necessarily mean you don't make a bracha at all. It just means you're not making the classic Me'ein Shalosh and you're making bar nefashos. And that's really what the Shilta Giborim, I think, says over here in Os Aleph.
Rabbi, did you not read that as Pashtus, how you read the Rif?
One second. L'chayre nirek hihutos, sh'etzor nolomar ulebesoif mein gimel, vimbu ulai hachihu, oz amrina no facho shalo yirtza loymer burn of fashas rabbas v'chesronon, ta iu ba'atzmo amr le'el kol shalo besof lo klum, hu burn of fashas rabbas v'chesronon. O ulai b'chachasar b'tfus v'hachi yibay lo lemimer, v'teres kisnin burn menonis ulo besof lo yivarach klal. So he has this gears. He has this approach that perhaps it just meant to be bar nefashos. You want to know what? Did I not think that the pashas was in the Rif that it was bar nefashos? No, because meaning before I saw the Rabbeinu Yonah, you want to know? I don't know. It's one thing for the Gemara to call it v'loy klum, for a halachic sefer to say not to do anything. No, you're right. You're saying he's using the neschos of the Gemara.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I think the second day in the Rabbeinu Yonah is. But l'chayra, for halachic guidance, to leave it vague like that is a little bit sussum.
Whereas the Rebbe just thinks that everybody learned the Pesugis, they already started
with
that.
Enechanam.
But did the Rif use the Lashon of L'chayra in a different Sugya when he explained it to me in Berei Nefashos? I'm almost positive.
By it should be by Oris. Okay. Lamed Zayin. Kim Chadachiti? He calls that Belay Klum? Could be. That would be telling. Lamed Zayin?
I mean, it's
not, oh, he does. Yeah, it's a weird lush.
Oh, no, yeah, he says later, he said the low clone.
So he clarifies. He's clarifying the Gemara. That's what makes more sense. It's a very strange lush. Oh, he's quoting the Gemara there.
And he explains
what that means.
So you're saying
that's what he is. The conductor of the train is in the front. I got it. I don't know. I hear. All right. Well, this is the 2 days of the Rabbein Yonah. This is exactly what they're grappling with. What did the riff mean? But it's pretty wild to have that even option, Chevra, which is shtickel tzarachian. Like, what's pshat? What's pshat? Before we get into even understanding Pasuk Vekistim, before we get into anything, like, why would this be any less than Peros? Right? Anything.
You're assuming that you're
again making
nothing.
Yeah,
it's
a wild pshat.
Which is why that doesn't make sense.
But the Rabbeinu Yonah says that Yesh Mepharshim like that, that learned that pshat. It's wild. That's what everyone's upset about.
See, the Tavlin is the Iker. Then you, I guess,
lose the
special.
So Chevra, this kind of brings back Chevra. This problem brings back memories to where, to a Dian that we had where, not so long ago, in Rashi. Anyone remember Rashi on the Gemara Mem Aleph Amud Beis? Ve'ein lanu ela pasul b'kistin bilvad. And what did Rashi say?
This is really spiced up bread, though.
Really spiced up bread, right? And he said what? We talk shenosu b'tavlan harbi ve'agozim shkeidim me'achol amuot. Lo etina bracha me'en gimel midah v'apas oriz v'deich.
And
darmina v'tchila b'orin v'fashos. Ulevsof lo klom.
It somehow loses the same pass,
but we weren't sure, does it get burned in fashos? So Tosos says there in the beginning, in the Bir Maskal Ella Paso Kisnin, the ton brach lefonav, in ton brach lachav, rak burn in fashos rabos. That Rashi was mamish paralleling it to the Gemara on Lamed Zayin to say below klom is burn in fashos. But you do now have Rishonim that say beferish, when it's not acting as pass, and it has some other purpose, that there's an option of just losing a bracha, which really is a tzarachin. I don't have a good hesber in that. If anyone has a good hesber, well, how that should be, why you would not make a burn fashos here, would be needs to be.
Just trying to say that you should get nothing. I feel like he would say it was so long. The low clone doesn't.
No, that's the lashon of low clone.
Correct, but that's
called Rav Pashas low clone. That's the name of it.
That's my point. That doesn't make sense if you were just saying it.
No,
the way to
say it is v'loy klum. No, that's correct. It's accurate.
That's Hebrew.
Yeah.
No, that's just what the Gemara's term for Rav Pashas.
My point is that.
No, I'm saying it means nothing. It means nothing. Yeah.
You want to say was so klum?
No, that's just lingo, but that's not the way the Rishonim speak. Yeah.
No, I'm saying not the way. If you were to say that at the end it should get nothing, mamish nothing. It should be.
I think they would save a light clump. No, I don't think so. Yeah. Okay. So that's just in terms of, if one looks at the Rashba, Chevra, the Rashba says that it's, he says that it's Tzarech Ian. He asked this Kasha that we're asking. And he therefore says that the Gemara never even posited Burn of Fashos. Gemara never even thought that it was a Purin of Fashos, but always what was on the radar was Mein Shalosh, Bracha Achrona, Ala Michya, and then Rav Nachman said back that no, you should really make Gimel Brachas, which is the Pashup Shad in the Sugya. So this riff is a big Chiddush. He writes at the end, V'tmiyani ala Rav Alfasi, Shekotzev ha'aloch, Shem ochlem b'toris kisnem, B'tchilem mevarach barim rizonis, U'lesop lo klom. So the Rashba understood it to mean nothing, and actually, the truth is, I don't know if that's true. The Rashba was Tmiani, he just says v'lo klum. So I'm not sure if the Rashba understood that to mean v'lo klum as nothing, or the Rashba was even bothered by the Burn of Fashos, because the Rashba himself thinks that the Shaila in the Gemara is just Birkas HaMazon versus the Ala Mechia. Lamaisa, that's what we're going to go with, and that's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, that like that it should be alamech, that he made an alamechia, and he didn't make a birkas hamazon. Yeah, because that's what the Pnei Yeshua speaks out over here. It's just below baruch is meaning birkas hamazon.
That's something that you have to say to fix the problem, but that's not the pashut
pshat. Your pashut pshat is just from the words. I'm saying pashut pshat from also just like making sense in it, like the Rashba is saying. Yeah, in a chanami. Textually, I wouldn't have said that 100%. I don't think the ref is crazy textually. I think from the textual standpoint, but I think the problems are enormous to say that your mamash didn't make any bracha. Ad kedekach, I don't even have a pshat. That's why I don't think that's pashup pshat. I mean, there's different pashup pshat because of kashas or pashup pshat because of what the text says in a chanam. Yeah. We're going to go with right now the Rash Peshitta, even though some Rishonim disagree. That I think, first of all, to make it more pashut, is that he made some sort of bracha achrona, either he made a burden of fashos or an alamechia. He didn't bench. The fact that he didn't make nothing is very difficult to handle. And the pashut mahalich is to understand that he didn't make the classic birkas hamazon, but he made alamechia. We are going to address. We have to address that even in the maskanas hagemara. Says Rashi, let's go back to that Rashi. Kolomer elu l'ravo nechlu v'achila merubah. He asked him, "What do you mean you're eating a lot?" V'achila merubah kazu lo nefteres mi bracha. Elakoshach acherim kovin achilasim bekach ton birkas hamazon. Kach birish Rav Hai. Fine. Rabbi Senu pirshu. Now Rashi quotes from the Bahag. Place a rifta mi pashalonu.
Does Rashi say that? Does Rashi explicitly say
what he did? He doesn't explicitly say. No, that's what Jonah was saying. He didn't say.
He doesn't say Brach Rona? If you go back to this year of that, what?
No, he says, Rav Huna achol tfleis arifti, mi pas abo v'kisten, v'lo birich achra. It actually does sound like they're nothing. It does sound like the riff.
And he shaykhs no, but I'm saying v'lo birich is going on Brach Achrona.
That was the debate we were having. Is he saying
it was?
I originally said it was benching. I'm not sure now.
Also, originally said based on the Rabbi Vigor about having a shear for bracha Rishona or Rashi. Previous
years. Oh, on Lama Tess.
Based on
Achila,
and Rashi.
Right.
Rashi interprets it.
Right.
Could it be the Rashi saying here, and even the Kasha of the Gemara, that's not enough to...
No, but the Gemara never raised the Kasha about Lo Birich Lefanov.
No, but it's correct. It isn't that the Kasha.
You're asking that?
I'm saying, could that be Rav Nachman's Kasha?
Why? He had a Kazayas.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. Rav Senu Pirshu, now Rashi quotes an Ortler Pshat, place a Riftimi Pashalonu, 13 breads, why? Totally different reason. Mishum deloy saveh. Because he wasn't visavat. Ukroksiv viachalta visavata ubira. And we all know that the pasuk says that you need to be saveh. You need to be satiated when you bench.
Isn't it?
Vikach perish, Rabbeinu Yehudoi, Bahag. I don't know, is that the Bahag? Is that his name? No, so I'm saying, are there two opinions? Yeah, that's my question. Oh, it's the same guy. That's what it sounds like. Not Rabbeinu Yehuda. But it does sound like here the Peirush Rabbeinu Yehuda Bahag. Vein nearly the less later of Huna vehemechru alatzmad kazayis vakabetsa udlokar meir udlokar Yehuda. Frekt Rashi. Hold on. Hold your horses. Fine. Very nice. It's not visavata. First of all, Aiden's like, how's that not visavata? That's crazy. But we're going to get around that and figure out that this is much smaller than we think. But he made a calculation that it's like, what is it?
10 to 18 pounds.
10 to 18 pounds. Like, if that's not visavata, I don't know what visavata is.
Big appetite.
What?
Big appetite.
Yeah. Seriously. But... Freck the Rashi, well, but like everyone holds your chayiv and birkas hamazon at least what midrabanan. Now, Now, Rabbi Yisai, I'm speaking to a bunch of Lamdanim here. Now, that being the Rabbanan is questionable. Let's just bring back some old Sugyas, Chevra. Who am I bringing back, Chevra? Is Kezias or Kebetza only in the Rabbanan? Right? Should I call your... Maybe I should call your fathers. They would know this. Right? We did this Sugya with them, right? What? Oh, so it's a machlekes. Who am I looking for? Who? The Ramban. The Ramban, the Melchames. That's the Shaila. Whether or not machlekes Taisis and the Ramban. Whether or not Kezias Kebetza is the Rabbanan. Right? So Rashi's saying, at least there's a Gemara over here that says Lefachos Yerchayim Derabon, and that happens to be the way Me'ikra do when we pass on Shulchan Aruch. Bir Alach says we try to be Machmir for the Shita Ramban. Fine, we saw that. But Lamaisa says Rashi, who cares if Navas Avata? We still bench him on a level Derabon, right? However, that's a bomb kasha. Like, is the Bahag forgetting half of Maseches Brachos? Right, these are some of the most amazing sugyas in Brachos. Memches, Memtes, Dafchof. You guys all remember that sugya? That was on the last Bechina. Right? Should do cumulative now. Let's go. Chevra, geschmack. These are sigas that should be like a symphony, a melody. Right? Oh. So comes along the Pinyan Shua and he says, I have to do the Asher Dabag. I have to say a pshat over here. A while, I fell off my chair when I saw this. Unbelievable. So Pinyan Shua offers two pshat. One pshat, he says, we missed the boat. Mamish changed everything. What does the lo birich achrov mean? Lo birich achrov means like the riff. They didn't say a bracha achroina. Lo birich achrov means like Rashi or like the Rashba didn't bench. Is that the lo birich achrov? No, avada he benched, and avada was everything stayed normal. But he didn't what? What's the lo birich achrov? He wasn't the
bencher.
The say it, Moshe Mordechai.
The
Mezamin. Why wouldn't he be the Mezamin? Why? What would be holding him back to be the Mezamin? So now, Rabbi Yisai, before we go Vayetar in the Pnei Yeshua, now I want to bring back a sugya that I want to now you to recall because it's going to be nogeya to the second set of Maror Mekayimus. Clever, you're not going to be complete in this sugya until we do the next two sets of Maror Mekayimus. Sugya 18 and sugya 19. What? I'm delaying. No, today's Maror Mekayimus and the next set. I broke it down into what is Pasuk V'Kisvin, and then tomorrow, and then the next set of Maror Mekayimus is going to be Kriya Suda and Bench. Okay, it's going to be a lot of discussions, a lot of important. What? And then we're going to get to Bim Master at the end. Yeah, the next chapter. Then I want to say the word on the last places on Ibchad Rahman. Right, Rabbi Yisai. So let's go. So what was I just asking? Oh. So if you go back, Chevra, not only to the shiur about Birkas Hamazon, you go back to the shiur of what? Me'ein Shalosh. Who remembers the sugya of Me'ein Shalosh? Machlekes between who and who? This is Mamish going back and forth. First month of Yeshiva. Good times. Machlekes about Me'ein Shalosh being the Raisa the Rabbanan. Who's that Machlekes between? The Rashba, the Ritva, and the Rambam. So if someone asks you, how far you got in Ketz of Baruchim, and they say, oh, we got to Mem Daled, we're going to tell you, we did Mem Daled the first week of the Zman. Right? That was the first week of the Zman. Right? That was that whole sugya of the Rabbanan. Come on. So now, we brought a raya from the Gemara on Mem Tes. Because the Gemara Mem Tes says, if you hold like the Shittas of Achilles Kezias, is chayim in Birkas Hamazon. So what's bisavata? Shtia. So the Rishonim bring a raya and they say shtia is the raya. That's a raya that what? Zok the Rishonim. That's a raya that what? That me'ein shalosh must be deoraisa. Because what else? What other shtia do you have? Right? Wow, that's a whopper of a kasha. How do you get out of that Gemara? So either you say that Gemara is low a little bit of so we don't pass like that Gemara, because we pass in what? Like Bimara Baruch is that cough, and we hold this Machlekes and Sugyas, right? That's the Pirksam of the Shit. Everyone with me? If you're not with me, like tell me. We're just causing old Sugyas, right? So if you hold the Machlekes and Sugyas, then fine, I can nullify that Gemara. But how can I keep that Gemara around? Oh, the Mordechai or the Irei, right? Same Shita, right? That's quoted what? In the Ramah. excellent. This is geschmack. Oh, what does the Ramah say? So the Mordechai says that the achalta, you could be saveya, but in order to be chayv deraisa and birtsa mothin, you have to what?
To drink
something. Chiddush la'alach. Chaber never even heard of it. Most people didn't even hear of it. But that's the way that Mordechai learns shan nekamar. Sabati is yushtia, you need to drink it. So therefore, there's no raya, according to Mordechai, there's no raya of nekamar that what? Gemara said anything about me and sholosh, and a mucker at all, that wine is chayv deraisa. Mechates. Comes along the Rama and says, la'alacha, that what? If we have three guys over here, we're all batlonim, we're all bums, we're all, right? The Gemara is lashon batlonim is a tam chacham. But we're all bums. None of us are mechuyim. No, who's going to be mezamen between the two of us? I don't know. Who's not drunk amongst all of us? He'll be the one who's mezamen. Like what? So says the Rama, I'll tell you who's going to be mezamen. Says the Rama, you should be choshesh v'shita v'yireim. The guy who drank with his suda, as opposed to the guy who didn't drink with his suda, he's chayav to bench according to all shittas raisa. So he should be the one to be mezamen, and he should be mitzvah to the other guy. So that's what I thought about when I saw this parashut. Says the parashut, same idea. And we know that the idea of the Ramah, the mezamen should be chayav deraisa because the deraisa should be motzi. And not a derabbanah should be motzi the deraisas because that zimun is being really maker adin was being motzi them in birkas hamazon. So memele the loy baruch over here was what that he wasn't chayev the oraisa. But everyone agreed he was chayev derabbanah. They weren't ignoring a gemara of achila zukezayis. He just wanted the chayev the oraisa to be the leader of benching. Interesting geshmak brings back old memories, important halachas derabbanans versus deraisas. Right, the sugyas on memches. Right. Problem is, Rabbi Isai, first of all, it's against Tosis HaMemches. Didn't Tosis say by Shimon and Shetach that he can just eat a kezayis?
Bahag didn't say that.
Oh, so right. So the Bahag didn't say that, right? So Bahag would have to be Cholek on that. Good. Right, the Bahag was Cholek. Good. So it's Bahag L'shitasa. It's interesting. He doesn't even point. Does he? Pesach doesn't point that out. That's a good aura. Bahag was Cholek. Rashi brought the Bahag there.
Can't you say that?
Right, and Rashi has to say there that what? And it's against Rashi over there, right? Rabbi say, but just balabatish. What?
Didn't he have wine though? So maybe you're just adding it. Had he just had a kizayis, he would have been fine. Like you need both.
What?
That would have worked. In the Gemara that said that you just need a kizayis, wasn't that talking about that Shimon ben Shetach only had wine?
Gemara was saying he only had wine and he had to have a kizayis.
Maybe Tosos was saying that, yeah, if he just added. You just had a kezayis, then
that's,
that
but you're only the Rabbanon. I don't understand. You're still only the Rabbanon. Why would that make you deraisa?
According to the
Yeah, but you have to. But the Pnei Yeshua is not going with that. The Pnei Yeshua is saying kezayis is the Rabbanon here. The Gemara is asking. He's asking from the Gemara of kezayis being the Rabbanon, and that's what he's saying. The pshat is. Ubahag posak amem ches. Dafka de ochlu inu kezayis o kabitza, de kabasei. Aval ochlu visovo lo aha. The Bahag, yeah. Isaac's right. The Bahag said that that Gemara amem ches was where every. Remember my pshat that I had on a problem with this Bahag? Because they're from what? They have a suda, the melech, in the mansion. They're eating what? A meager suda? That's the Bahag has to say. Right? So. Peshu wants to say, Lefi the Bahag, that what? Since the Derabbanan can't be Motzi Deraisa according to the Bahag, so he couldn't lead over here. It would work out, this Pshat and the Bahag would work out with the Bahag on Memches. Very geschmack. The problem with the Bahag, Rabbi says, not a Lumdish problem, it's actually a Raya from that Gemara. If you look at the Bahag, the way Rashi quotes the Bahag over there, that a Derabbanan can't be Motzi Deraisa, and he makes Yanai Melech being a case where he only ate a Kazayas, Jacob. But what? The problem with the Bahag is what? The problem with this pshat is what? It's not mashma. Come on. We're talking about being mezamin. Gemara goes on to say what the chi of a birkas hamazon is. The whole entire pshat is what is your bracha rishona, what is bracha rishniya? That's not mashma that we're dafka talking bracha achrona. So this leads the Pnei Yeshua to say a chiddush nifla ad lamoid. What is the chiddush nifla ad lamoid, chevra? It's like the Pnei Yeshua in a chanami. You're right. It's true. We hold that the Gemara in bracha says that if you have a kezayis, that what? you have to bench. But only if what, Aiden? If you're going to eat more. If you're going to eat more. More, do you hear this? Kezayis is not mechayiv in birkas mazon midrabban. It's only mechayiv if you're what? You're going to be oichol yoiser. You're going to eat other things. And Rabbi say, this is wild. L'kachner Rav Farish, devar of kipshat, pashta de Rav Huna, havisavar, tekevim de kar, v'achaltus v'atalim, kezayis, kebeitza, lo havel esmach v'alman, shorcha der shino, l'kula, da'odim, mechayim, kezayis, v'kezayis, v'drabonon, haino, be'inyin, she'en rotza lechol, yotzer, v'sagil, v'hocha. Okigon, shkoveya, ikr, sudas, aliftan, obasar, shema pas. U'b'chiyai, gavna, nehida, afilu, achi, potter, v'derais, kedei, sivya, melechem, l'chud, amarachmona, afilu, achi, chayim, v'drabonon. I'm sorry, the opposite of what I just said. Yeshua says, when you're going to eat more, then the kezayis is not going to be chayiv. Kezayis is only if you're only eating kezayis.
Is that because it's not
going to expire? The came in the krov darshino lo. You learn lekula da hadam achavina mechayiv kezayim de rabbanan hainu veinyan she'eno rotza leachol yoser v'sagile b'hachi. That he says all I'm having is a kezayis or a kebetza. Okigon shekoveya ikar sudaso. I'm machshiv the kevazayis and the kebetza. I do something that makes them choshiv. That this is, I'm koveya sud just on this. Even though you're still potter midaraisa, then rabbanon were mechayiv. Afilu achi chivu rabbanon. Ma she'enken misha adayin hu rav, but if a person has a kezayis of challah, but he says what? I'm still hungry. That wasn't good. It only was a kezayis of challah, right? Where's Ben? Only kezayis of challah by Shalosh Shudas this past week. Right? It's not enough for me. I want to have more. And what? It's really hot. How do we get AC?
I think it's actually
you think what's on? There's no heat there.
It's on?
So how do we turn that off? Isn't there a, there's a thing on there, right? No, I'm saying, but there should be the same thing. Lamaise. I'm writing this right now.
Are you sure
though? Huh?
I just turned off the
TV. Oh, you did?
Yeah, Shmack.
So that's a big chiddush, Chaver. You saw this Pnei Yeshua? A brand new pshat, and the Gemara is in Brachos Memches. Of what you're going to say, that it depends on how much you're eating and in the way you're eating the kezayis and the kebetza in order to save this bahag from this shayla. Mayer de Kapnei Yeshua. Collector's item. Yeah, Joan.
But if you're full after the kezayis, then you're chayav deraisa.
That is a major... you had a kezayis and then you were v'savata. Yeah, then you're chayav deraisa. Correct.
You said if you're correct. Still hungry afterwards, that's when midrash bar is not going to be.
You're saying, what is this status?
I thought you were saying there's a difference between how long
and hunger. I think that's what Jonah's asking. Isn't the definition of visavata based on hunger?
This could be enough. If I sat now, I'd be fine, but I'm not full. I could eat more.
Isn't it qualified? We don't have a halacha category called stuffed. We have a halacha category called more hunger. Raya, what's the din of how long I could bench? This 72 minutes is made up, Chevra, right? It's Shariko. What's Shariko? What's Shasiko? Shasiko is when you're hungry again. That's the definition. So I'm still the Soveya. Yeah.
Like bath, like going to the bathroom. Huh? Like you can make sure you're outside until you have to go to the bathroom again,
huh? No. If you have new hunger, then that's a Raya, you are Ma'ako. Is that what you're saying? Okay, yeah. But you have to actually know that. And if you don't know that, why that's why 72 minutes is so popular. People don't know. And then they're not necessarily Vesaveo, they're not sure. So then they just Meshire. The general psak is that to assume that by 72 minutes, that's usually what people digest. But halakhli, if a person taka new and he says, I'm not hungry, I'm totally fine, so then you technically could bench. 72 minutes is a hashara. But that's what Shasikul is. So that's what Jonah's kasha is, a good kasha. Like, how do you have this quasi, I'm not Rav, but you're not halakhli Saveya? Or maybe, why can't you just say, give me one second, Ian. Why can't you just say, like, I'm not even. I'm not Saveh. Is that what you're going to say, Ian?
That's it.
I like whatever.
Or like
I came over to your house and like you're like, that's it. I'm giving you a kezias. I'm like, sorry. Tough law.
So Rashi is on Kovei Asuda.
But he's like, you're here until a time in which you're still hungry. And you're
no, isn't that what it says? You're not going to eat more. So if you don't have any more
to eat. No. So you're saying what? You were saying what's the reverse?
You're being hungry or not.
Right. That language of hungry is you always have to be more hungry. That's what you're saying. You always have to have still more hunger other than it should always be bisavata. So what I originally thought Jonah was asking was a fascinating shiloh. Let's say you have less than a kezias. We mentioned this, the prima gaudin. But you were visaveya, like a mamsh, a tiny person. That's a big din in the paiskim. Could you have the daraisa without the sheer kezias? Do you need achila? We know you need visavata. Actually, we don't know that. That's machlokes rishonim. According to most poskim, you need visavata. So do you need achila also? Or is it enough to have just visavata? Similar shayla chevra. Let's say you have visavata without an achila through IV.
It doesn't fill your stomach, though.
That's not right.
What?
It's not filling your stomach. Like, you're not going to be full from that. The IV is just injecting nutrients directly into your bloodstream.
So is that...
You're not hungry, though.
So is that not visavata?
I'm saying sovea means you feel full, no?
Is there anywhere in the Torah it says stomach?
I'm saying you have to feel full, isn't it?
Yeah, if the Rabbanan told you how to be found the deraisa, maybe you wouldn't have the
deraisa. Rabbanan are telling you what you're chayav in the Rabbanan,
but you didn't have that. You just had the deraisa. You skipped a step.
So I think the pashas is that you need a maisa achila. You have an achila haboli de svia. That's what I think the Imre Bina says. No. That's if you hold. That's if you hold. You need achila haboli de svia. That's not enough just to have svia. So the Torah never says bifi.
Right.
I'm saying, I was saying in a certain situation. This is part of the din of whether or not you could take IV on Yom Kippur. Is that considered a violation of... It's not considered a violation. Rav Chaim Elazar writes in a tshuva, you're allowed to take IV on Yom Kippur. You're not in violation. I mean, the person taking IV is usually in a sakana. But let's say in theory that it wasn't Pikuach Nefesh. He can take IV because he's not violating the tinus.
It's not just good.
So that's what some Achron wanted to argue. But he thinks, still, you need al-derech, the normal way of achil. Okay. Biter. Collector's item, Rabbi say, just to understand. Now let's get back to the mainstream sugya chevra and to the attack of the Gemara. So what did Rav Nachman say? Nachman said, you're absolutely wrong. Nachman said, you have to make a bracha. It's koyven alev suda. So Rabbi say, now we got to start really understanding what's going on over here. What is this new criteria? What is this item? What is this item in terms of bracha rishon, and what is this item in terms of bracha achron? These are the questions that you have to start asking yourself. Honestly, and where does this new shear of koven alav suda? Isn't it usually just visavata or not? Like, I don't get it. Is this pas or is it not pas? I can switch. I can transform. This is a wild chiddush. That's what Gemara is saying. But how does the Gemara have the ability to do that? How does the Gemara have the ability to change things over here? Comes along the Achronim and the Paiskim, you're going to see in the Marmar Kaimis. They ask over here, like, what happened to the Bracha of Amoitzi? How can you make a Baram in Arizona if you're not Kovei Elo Suda? But isn't the right Bracha to make Amoitzi Lechem in Aretz? Well, really, we should ask ourselves, everybody says, not only, like, I'll be the Bracha Rishayna, but what happens if I reach for Savata? Is this din of passive of a kisnin when you're kovei a suda that I do have to bench? Is that because I'm Muslim der Arayis, or is that because I'm Muslim der Rabbanan? However, these are all questions that the Paiskim raise. Prima Gadam has a suffix about this. Is there a reason why this item is like outside of Birkas Muslim der Arayis, maybe? Is that possible? That's what we have to figure out over here. That's what we have to understand. And what about the fact that you're not making up the right bracha rishona? How do you understand that either? It's takapas. So these are all the questions that really need to be dealt with and to be analyzed in order to get a mahalach over here in terms of the regular halach and what's changing, what's happening over here. Person doesn't have kviya suda. So the Gemara is telling you over here, make a bar mitzvah mizonos. Make an ala mechia. How? What happened to the regular, what happened to the fact that it's pas? Is it pas or is it not pas?
It was a shame pas.
Oh. What is this pas of a kistin? How do you lose your shame pas?
Need tavlin and nuts until they don't.
What
so
is it?
Not traditional.
Is it chayv and challah? Is it pas according to the definitions of the Torah? If I would be yotze, if I would take the same ingredients and I want to eat matzah with it, would I be yotze to the midst of matzah? Why is Birkas HaMazon any different? What's going on over here, Rabbi Sai? I feel like we're in the first day of Shir. What's happening over here to the regular Klalim over here? What happened to Pas? What happened to Mamaitzi? Why is Mazayin is good over here? The Bach says over here he doesn't understand. This is the Brach Lamatola. Laisisa, Frakta Bach. The Taz quotes from Aaron Kamas. What's going on over here? We need some answers. We need some Yisaitis over here. Something must be fundamental going on over here in the Sugya of Pas of Bekistan. Take a look. Look at the Mitzvah Shem on the next Marmon Kamas. You'll see Reb Kiva Eger. Big time Reb Kiva Eger. Magen Avraham over here. The Taz, the Prima Kodim. Shema. But before we get to that, Rabbi Yisai, before we even begin to understand and analyze these fundamental Lamda Shakashas, of how we can understand the case that if you're not Kovei Suda, you're going to make a Bar Minazonos over here. You're going to make an Alamichi over here. You're going to ignore the Birkas HaMotzi. You're going to ignore the Brach Achrona. Let's take a step back, Rabbi Yisai, and just get definitional. What is this Pasuk B'Kisnei? How do we define this Pasuk B'Kisnei? So Rabbi Yisai, that is the first question that you have to analyze. We have to know the what before we know the why. And until we know the what we're talking about, we're not going to be able to analyze the why. And the problem is within the sugya that the what is not clear. Not only is the what not clear amongst three shitas in the Rishayim that you're going to see Amir Tashem tomorrow, but the what is not clear even within one of those categories, how to define a sweeter bread or a cake-like bread. So Amir Tashem tomorrow, Rabbi said, we're going to start with analyzing the what, analyzing these cases, and then analyzing within that category, one of the three categories, which is a sweeter kneaded, within the kneading process, a sweet juice or a sweetener, where the klal is. Then we're going to mamish make some big chilukim between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Take a look, Rabbi Say. It's going to affect big time. That's why Isaac Sofer doesn't come to any of the Shabbatons, because he's worried that I'm not going to have the right challah for him. And Sfaradim had this problem in the past. We'll talk about that at Midrashim tomorrow. And then we got to get back to these original kashas of how are we not concerned if this is a suffix, making the right brachas, and then Amir Tashem, we'll move on to the next Bar Mikoymus and deal with the Birkas HaMazon aspect and the Kviya Suda aspect, and we'll get back to our original Shaila of the pastor. And a lot of different Shailas, Chevra. Do not, until we go on, Chevra, until we finish the Sugya, I would advise you, do not have any soft pretzels, do not have any croissants, do not have any pizza, do not have any, what else, Pitmaster restaurant situations.
Pretzels.
Any cakes or no food?
Deli roll again.
Yeah.
Deli roll.
No, cakes, you're okay.